Okay, Mr., is it Islava?
Islava, yes.
You can go ahead and approach the podium. This is somewhat less formal hearing because you've already been passed to home arrest, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And you're making a request for regular parole, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do a quick summary just for the sake of the board and for capturing the record. Again, if you could state your whole name and ADC number for the record.
Raymond Slava, 60590.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 31412 parole hearing to consider regular parole or absolute discharge, as home arrest has already been granted. And I'll introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. They are the Honorable Mr. David Neal at the end of the bench, Mr. Michael Johnson, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. White. To my right, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. We also have on the telephone your parole officer, Mr. Keene. Is that correct, Mr. Keene?
Yes, sir.
I will just have a short summary, and that is Mr. Raymond Islava is 50 years old, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Certified eligible for Arizona Department of Corrections for 31412A, in this case only regular parole or absolute discharge, as you, once again, you've already been granted home arrest.
Yes.
The crime of first-degree murder occurred on or about December 22nd, 1985. You were approximately, and this is just a quick computation, but were you 18 or 17? 17?
18.
18 years old. You're approximately 18 years old at the time of the incident offense. You pled guilty on October 24th, 1986. Sentenced on November 21st, 1986. You had some prior criminal history that included assault, burglary, and domestic violence. And you were granted home arrest on March 22nd, 2017. So, again, I recognize that you've been through a process in terms of a previous board making the decision, passing you to home arrest. Again, so this is not quite as extensive, but can you tell us again a little bit about the offense that resulted in your incarceration?
We were drinking, and me and an individual got into it, and pulled out a knife and I stabbed him. And as I stated before, the second individual is at the wrong place at the wrong time. And stabbed him once and he died.
Okay, we heard the extended version when we granted you home arrest. Are any of your supporters going to be speaking today?
Yes, they are.
How many? All three? Okay. We'll give them an opportunity to speak in a little while, but we'll just begin with some informal questions, and then we'll talk to your parole officer as well.
Okay.
How is your transition going?
It's going real good. It's going real good. I got no problems. I'm blending in with, society. I'm working, going home, somebody.
I don't remember the whole case. Had you been released before, or was this your first time outside of the correction system?
My first time.
Okay, so how's the transition to technology going? Because we recognize that people that entered the correction system in the 80s have come out to a whole brave new world here,
right.
Especially with the cellular phone technology, flat screen TVs, and
I'm still learning, still picking up on the technology that's out there now. Little by little.
Have you been able to find work?
Well, I'm working right now as it is.
What are you doing, sir?
I install air conditioners.
Good. That's really good and steady and honorable work, especially around here.
Yes,
did you gain some skills while you were inside the prison system for HVAC?
No, I have not. No, I didn't. It's just a new experience for me right now.
Have you had to go through some certification or school, or are you just being an apprentice?
I just being an apprentice.
And has your work been steady?
Yes, it has.
That's comforting. Again, we're always happy to hear people coming out of the prison system that have work waiting for them.
Right.
And And yes, we recognize it can be a hurdle, finding work after having been in the prison system, especially with some jobs being very skeptical of convicted felons, but it is good to hear that people are finding work.
Right.
And hopefully you'll be able to continue some education as well, if that's what you, yes, that's what you wish. How is the transition going with your family support?
Going perfect. Going perfect, no problem. You know, just everybody getting together.
That's good to hear. Again, lots of issues in transition from the prison system with people with like histories of drugs or alcohol issues, right. But are you having to deal with any of that?
I have no urge for it or nothing.
Well, that's pretty uplifting. I'm going to ask my fellow board members real quick right now if they have any questions for you.
Okay.
Yes, I'm Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you. Sir, do you have children?
Excuse me?
Do you have children?
No, I do not.
You don't have children?
No,
okay. All right. I was just wondering how that was going. But
Right now, I got stepchildren, you know.
Okay. Yeah. And how's your relationship with stepchildren?
It's good.
What stepchildren do you have? Boys, girls?
Three girls and a boy.
Three girls and a boy. And how old are they?
They're 22, 17.
Oh, good. Okay.
14 and I think 11.
Okay, excellent.
And they're a grandkid.
Oh, you got a grandkid already. Okay, all right. Thank you, sir.
Good, and I hope that that's going well for you too. Again, having entered the prison system at such a young age, we do understand that there's a lot of personal development that gets stunted with that much time incarcerated.
Right.
And I will tell you, if nothing else, for comfort and validation, that even when you've been through the whole process with your kids of that age, they're that age, it's still hard.
Yes.
So I can imagine like what a shock that is to your sensibilities, but hopefully that's going well for you.
Yeah, it's going good. It's going good.
Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson.
So, sir, how are you doing with handling any issues that come up, or anger management, or frustration? How are you handling that?
Well, frustration, if it gets to that point, which I really haven't got to that point, you know, being frustrated about something, you know, but if I did, you know, it's, you know, sit down, take a time out or something, you know, and then continue.
So what about have you had any anger issues or time you just got upset or?
No, I have not.
That was a happen. How do you see yourself dealing with that?
I know you're taking a step back, analyzing the situation.
And work, you said that work and everything is going good with you.
Everything's going perfect.
So how long have you worked on the HVAC?
I've been working with them since 7 months already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably about a week that I got out.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Yes, Dr. Wright.
Yes, sir. How did you find that employment so early after you were released, sir?
Well, my brother.
Oh, your brother.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. I guess the other question I want to ask, aside from work, do you have time to do anything else, like socialize, movies, church, or anything?
Yeah, I socialize, you know, spend time with my girl and, you know, family get-togethers, you know, with the permission of my PO, you know.
So how do you feel socializing, you know, I mean, because you were housed, of course, with a group of men, inmates in the past, so how are you socializing with a new family, sir?
Well, yeah, say it's totally different, you know, but different environment, you know, different people, but my family's there, you know, me for support, my girl's there for support, so it makes it easier.
Maybe we asked this, you this before when you came before the board and you were paroled to home arrest, but how long have you known your wife? How long have you all known each other?
We've known each other, about 4 months.
You met her since being released?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. I want to ask, how did you meet her?
Well, it's going to be surprising, but we made it on a website, dating site.
Okay.
So you really understand this social media.
Yeah, I do.
So you think it's working out? You know, sometimes it works out with people on social media. I'm told, I've never done it, but and some people it just does not work. So how's it working for you so far?
So far it's working good, man.
Great.
It's working good.
Great.
Working good. We're talking about taking the next step pretty soon.
Well, great.
So
Do you have any other family members in Arizona? I mean, you know, your own family members aside from your new family, your newfound family?
Oh, yes. You know, I got my brother, my sister, my dad, you know, my sister-in-law, you know, and cousins, aunts, you know. They're out there.
Now, if this board saw fit to move you to general parole, how would this benefit you, in your opinion, sir?
It would benefit me a little more, to move a little more, you know, because I've been trying to do a little community work, you know, but getting off work and the curfew they got me on right now, which is 7:30, it don't give me that opportunity, you know, and more, you know, to do more things with my family, you know, going out, doing more things, you know, as a family, get together and everything. You know, because most of the time they ask me if I want to go or whatever, you know what I mean? But sometimes I say no because, you know, I mean, the curfew, you know, and I don't want to be there disturbing them, you know, it's time for me to go, you know. And, you know, with the job also, you know.
I don't remember, are you able to drive? Are you restricted from driving at all?
No, I'm not. I drive a company truck and everything.
Oh, so you have a company truck. Oh, so they trust you.
Yes, they do.
Well, I guess that's your brother.
That's his brother's truck.
Yeah.
I do take note that you paid $762 on your restitution. How have you paid so much? Why have you paid so much in such a short period of time, sir?
Because I try to pay, you know, at least $100 every paycheck. You know? And at the moment, you know, I help out with the bills at the house, my brother's house, and you know, right now my car's getting fixed, so throw a little bit of money to that also, you know, so I can get it running.
So you reside with your brother now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and who else is in the residence when you reside?
Him, my sister-in-law, and my niece.
Well, thank you so very much, and good
luck,
sir. Thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you, Doctor. Any further questions?
No.
I'm going to go ahead and speak to, hold on. I want to speak to your representatives first. I was going to go to your parole officer, but then I didn't realize that you had representatives. So we would like to come to the podium first. And just have a seat at the desk if you need.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Morning, ma'am. Can you state your name? And what would you like to share with the board?
I'd like to share with you guys that from the moment I met him, he's had a positive attitude, goals set for the future, and with the help of me and my kids and his family, I think he can reach them.
Anything else you'd like to share with the board? Questions?
How did you feel meeting someone on social media?
Honestly, I fell in love right away, so, yeah.
I want to ask you, if you give me I see you're all in love or something, infatuation or something, but I'm just wondering, how do you feel having a relationship, and which he said that very shortly y'all hope to go to the next step, in as much as he's a former inmate. How do you feel about that?
That's caught my attention about him. He's very positive. But being away for so long, he's got a very positive attitude. No negativity. And that's what attracted me to him. So I feel that we're on the right path. And he'll do wonderful out here.
Following up more on what Honorable Mr. Johnson asked, have y'all had any, you know, disagreements? You know, with families, you know, families always, somebody's going one direction and somebody else is going in another direction. Have you had any things like that during the 4 months that y'all known each other?
Not at all.
Okay. Y'all must be special.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir.
I will say this in good spirit, because it's certainly not, it's what's known as unsolicited advice, but I would take your time. And the reason why I say that is not anything negative about your relationship, but just because I think any two people, you know, really need time to settle into each other, as I've learned the hard way. but again, I say that in good spirit, and you guys look like you're doing great, so that's it's really nice to see. Does somebody else want to speak? Good morning. Hi. And could you state your name?
Angie Gonzalez.
And what would you like to share with the board?
I just want to say thank you for giving them the opportunity to prove to you guys, to prove to us, and especially to himself that he can do it. I mean, I was surprised, you know, with any transition you have anxiety, but he pretty much just hit it out the park. I mean, he's doing well. I know it's surprising to see where his anger possibly might become an issue, but it's not. It's amazing to know that, you know, two of the qualities I really didn't understand that he had or ever knew is that he's such an animal lover. I mean, literally, we can be somewhere and a stranded cat or something he'd be wanting to pet. It's just amazing, you know. And, you know, as much as he loves his clothes and shoes, that's another quality I didn't know he had so much. But I just want to say thank you for giving them the opportunity, you know, to give to us, to have him around and, you know, show himself that he can prove it. You know, the first week he was out, he was already establishing his life, getting a bank account, getting his ID, getting himself situated for work to come the following week. You know, and not shortly after, he's having a work truck, you know, he has a driver's license. It's unbelievable the goals he has, you know. It's nothing short of saying it's remarkable. People come out of prison with such long distance of being inside, they have such animosity to the world and all this, but I don't see it in him. You know, I'm sure he's gonna come across a lot of obstacles out there, but he's willing to take it with hands on, you know, just look at the world and just forgetting about what he had or how it was, but he's just looking straight to the future. And I just wanna say thank you for giving him that opportunity.
Any questions? I do want to say this, and of course I'm saying this to a bigger audience here because he's in the room as well as your family, but I think I can speak on behalf of the board when I say we want to see people succeed in their parole. It's the one of the truly satisfying parts of this job, because there's a lot of negativity.
Right.
Some of the decisions that we have to make, but it's not just words. We want to see people succeed, and these are great stories. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Who would like to speak?
I was going to talk, but she covered everything.
And anybody else want to speak? You good?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go ahead and go. Oh yes.
So is your brother that you work for here?
Yes.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. All right. So.
She was just letting me know that, let you guys know that it's not my company he works for.
Okay.
I helped him get into the company.
Okay.
He just took off from there.
Well, that's...
Yeah, he took off from
there. So he made a good referral.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and go with the parole officer now, Mr. Keene.
Yes, sir.
You've been listening to the discussion. Has it been clear?
Yes, sir.
What would you like to share with the board? And I will begin by saying we recognize that you're not necessarily in a position to give a recommendation, but can you give us a status?
Well, as far as his parole goes, it has been on the parole end of it, has been event-free. He's had no violations, he's had no positive drug tests or anything like that, but on his end, it's been extremely active. He got out of prison and literally hit the ground running. The first time I met him, he was already telling me about the job he was planning on starting. 10 days later, maybe even less than 10 days later, he was starting that job. In the time frame between getting out of prison and starting the job, he got everything else he needed, kind of sorted out his driver's license, Social Security card, all the, you know, documents they need to get together, and we had him for treatment evaluations, and all that stuff was done, and then he started work, and since then, it has been solid work. He has been working very long hours, almost more work than I would recommend, but it's great that he is doing so well. In his activities that we're able to allow him while on home arrest as far as personal type activities, most of them are to do with family, a lot of pro-social family activities and things like that. And he's really, he's leaps and bounds ahead of where I would say reasonably expect him to be at this point. He always has been. It was like when he got out of prison, it was almost like the community had to catch up to him. He didn't have to catch up to the community. He was so far ahead with getting his stuff taken care of and so intent on getting his stuff taken care of, getting back into just the circle of life, if you guess, and getting everything taken care of. He's just no issues at all. Always available to meet with him whenever I call him. He's, you know, no trouble getting a hold of him. He can meet any appointment. Has never missed an appointment. Just a very, very low profile, but a very, very busy man, all the same.
Thank you, officer. It's nice to hear a status report that seems to match what we're hearing from Mr. Slava and his supporters. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Okay, Mr. King, do you want to stay on the line as we move forward? Okay, very good. Okay, Mr. Slava, this much I want to say, and again, you know, we're careful not to like commingle other cases that we hear. Everyone's unique. They're all individual parole cases with their own stories. But I have to admit, in general, I think I've heard from some individuals that just don't quite sound like they're really appreciating their freedom. And I don't think I've seen anyone so far that seems to be so in touch with appreciating the freedom.
Right.
And making the like absolute best use of his time as you continue on this journey, your post-incarceration journey. So I do want to commend you for that. And I'm going to see if my fellow board members have anything else that they would like to share. If it pleases the board chairman, do you want to go ahead and move forward with a motion?
Anything else you might want to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. I am getting ahead of this because we're gathering so much information so quick. Is there a final statement that you would like to share with the board before we go into discussion?
No, I think everything's already been said. I'm good.
Well, thank you. If you just have a seat again at the desk, the board is going into discussion. As always, it may sound like we're having a discussion with you, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you'll just listen in, we will come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly hope, because it's been so recent, I guess around 7 months since home arrest was granted by this board during the spring. But I have to say, it sounds like Mr. Slava has really been on a journey to make the most of his freedom, his ability to be gainful, to work, develop relationships. It sounds like reestablishing good positive contact with his family members and a new relationship. And at this point, I'm inclined to make a motion to pass into regular parole, although I am certainly open to my fellow board members. I recognize that there's good reason for some conservatism in monitoring an individual's transition back to the community, and I'm pretty enthusiastic here. So if fellow board members are seeing it through a different filter, I certainly understand. Any input? Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is, and I'll make sure that I get the right language in here, to grant Mr. Raymond Slava, ADC number 605900, 60590, to grant him passage to his 412A general parole, but I will also say that at this point we'll deny an absolute discharge. And I don't think that there's additional statements that I need to make at this point. I know we made quite a bit of the conditions for home arrest when he was making that transition from the correction system to the community. I am not seeing any additional language. Is there anything that I need to add, Mr. Board Chairman?
Unless there are just some conditions that the board felt was necessary.
Yeah, well, I will ask my fellow board members, are there any conditions that anyone feels that I may be missing? Because I am going to take in good faith that parole will continue to provide their guidance as directed by their own policy, pardon me.
Is that correct, Mr. King? You will continue to be his parole officer, sir, or someone will?
We would have to look at that as soon as we get any change in the supervision status through to the board, and then it would be decided whether you continue with me or be reassigned to another geographic location.
Certainly, we're not making any changes to his conditions at this point, other than we're passing in from home arrest to general parole and whatever comes with that. We don't have any language in our documentation that seems to require any special language to a transition to regular parole. I'm just asking for my own education here, and that is, as a parole officer, do you deal exclusively with home arrest cases versus regular parole?
Yes, I'm one of the two officers in Tucson who deal with all electronic monitoring cases.
Okay.
He does include the home arrest.
Okay, so that would suggest that he will probably have a different parole officer for general parole?
That is most likely, and his general parole conditions will actually, just looking at the last board hearing results, and his general parole conditions will include all of the previous conditions
okay.
that are on him by the board.
Then I think that makes it simple, and I believe I have made my motion once again to pass Raymond Eslav, ADC number 060590, to general parole, but deny absolute discharge.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Slava, we hope you continue to approach the board. Pardon me. Again, we hope that you continue on this very positive journey that you've been through since coming out of the correction system. And we wish you continued success in your general parole. If I'm not mistaken, we'll be seeing you again sometime in the next 6 months or so,
okay.
Whenever it's scheduled by DOC. To get a status on how your general parole is going, but we wish you the best. Any further information, Mr. Board Chairman?
Well, he won't officially become.
Thank you.
Until he goes and meet with his parole officer, you have to meet again with your parole officer. Then he will make it official. Just don't want you to go out and start jumping around too early.
Yeah.
I see that you're full of energy. You might get out and start.
That's true.
But you do need to get everything clear with the parole officer before,
okay.
And then just go from there, sir.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yes, again, there's always an administrative process in making these transitions, so we ask you to be a little bit patient, and by the next time we see you, we expect that you'll be a supervisor or, unit chief
maybe.
Or something.
Okay.
But anyways, we wish you the best,
okay.
And this concludes our hearing.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And guys have a good Christmas.